We'll try Billy Hutchinson of the Progressive Unionist Party. See if Billy's on the line. Let's see if we can get through to him on line number one. Making an effort to get Billy Hutchinson, Progressive Unionist Party, just to talk about the injunction in relation to the bonfires. As a man who would know a bit about bonfires in his area, a representative from the Progressive Unionist Party, Billy Hutchinson. Having some difficulty getting through to Billy. Not available.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Jeff Dudgeon of the Ulster Unionists. We'll try Jeff. Jeff Dudgeon of the Ulster Unionist Party, the UUP. As yet, no luck with Jeff Dudgeon. I'm just listening. I'm hearing in my ear possibly Lee Reynolds of the DUP. Try Lee. Okay, go to line four. Lee Reynolds of the DUP, Democratic Unionist Party. Let's see if we can get Lee on line four. Is Lee's phone ringing? Maybe he's still in bed, is he? Maybe he's out. Maybe doing a day's work. Away on his holidays. Could be. It's unlikely they'd be away on their holidays. But, you know, they've got the 11th night coming up. Tommy Sanford. We'll go to Tommy Sanford's been on before. I would imagine Tommy will take a call. Let's see if we can get Tommy Sanford. Any joy with Tommy? No joy with Tommy Sanford either. Aileen Graham of the Democratic Unionist Party. Line 4, Aileen Graham is bound to be available. When I say bound to be, I'm sort of jumping to conclusions here. No. It's hard to get a unionist on this, isn't it? Graham Craig. Graham Craig is our port of call next. Graham Craig is with the Democratic Unionist Party. Let's try Graham. Any sign of Graham coming up on the line to talk about the bonfires, to talk about the injunction? Oh, hold on, we're in luck. Jim Rogers, Ulster Unionist Party. Jim, who's always available to speak to us on the programme. Let's go to Jim, who's on line four. Jim Rogers. Jim Rogers, Ulster Unionists. Jim? Are you there, Jim?